Hello, radio friends. Welcome to another time of listening to the Word of God. I continue to encourage you to keep listening, and you may also introduce your friends to tune to this frequency for this level of ministration. There is power in the Word of God. The entrance of the Word of God in your life will bring transformation. As you hear and learn the truth, it will set you free. Today's message is titled, Being an Effective Spiritual Watchman. Being an Effective Spiritual Watchman. Remember that we are addressing both man and woman. Being an Effective Spiritual Watchman. Our text is taken from Luke chapter 21, verse 7 and verse 8. Luke chapter 21, verse 7 to verse 8. So they asked him, that is Jesus, saying, Teacher, but when will these things be? And what sign will there be when these things are about to take place? And he said, Take heed that you be not deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, may your name be glorified. Circumcise our heart and grant that our heart will transform into a fertile ground to receive the seed of your word. Let faith arise in our hearts unto righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Radio friends, if there is any time God requires us to become watchmen and women, it is now. The unfortunate situation is that not many believe that they are even watchmen over the spiritual gates of their lives or families. Permit me to convince you that you are a watchman. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, the Bible says, Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. The words of Jesus are also repeated in Mark chapter 14, verse 38. These same words of Jesus, you will find them in the gospel according to Mark chapter 14, verse 38. Permit me again to quote Luke 21, verse 36. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Let me repeat. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Do you now see that you are a spiritual watchman or woman? So to what extent are you watching, or are you engaged in spiritual sleep? Hear the word of the Master, even Jesus, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42 and 43. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Verse 43 says, But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief will come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Radio friends, whether you are a man or a woman, student or pastor, businessman or professor, rich or poor, African or European, Asian or American, Jew or Arab, or even a youth or teenager, as long as you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you are a watchman. Raise your right hand and shout, I am a spiritual watchman. What an honor to keep watch over your life. The implication is enormous. It involves watching over what you eat, so that you will be healthy. It involves watching over your thoughts. It involves watching over what you hear. Words are powerful. What you hear can infuriate you, make you anxious, motivate you to violence, and bring you to your destiny anyway. The good thing is that God, our Creator, is the chief watchman. He says, I am watching over my words to perform it. When God says a thing or promises a thing, He keeps watch over His word to bring it to pass. Oh, what great promises our God has for us. Let me read Psalm 121 for you. Psalm 121, the whole of Psalm 121. And you will begin to see the great promises of our God. Psalm 121. Join me if you have your Bible as we read together. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From hence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Do you see that? God is watching. Said He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. That's the words of a great watchman, the Almighty God. In like manner, we are to watch over our nation. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, verses 6 and 7, the Bible says, I have set you a watchman on your walls, O Jerusalem. That could mean Nigeria, or Umuahia, or Owerri, or Abakiliki. They shall never hold their peace, day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent, and give Him no rest till He establishes and till He makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. It beats my imagination why so many Christians are looking down on the power of prayer over our nation. Join the many watchmen over our nation, Nigeria. Watch over your town or your community or your family. Why are you indifferent to the happiness? Friends, prayer changes things. Why I agree that we do not need to rely solely on prayer. We need not abandon the little we are doing because we are not praying enough. Men like us knelt down and prayed, "Give me Scotland or I die." Moses prayed to God and negotiated for Israel, saying, "If you do not forgive them, cancel my name in your book. If you do not watch over your family, your children will turn to homosexuals, lesbians, and bisexuals, or not man, not woman." In Igbo, it's called Bogobo, Bogomoko, Bogomai. God forbid, if you do not watch over your family, some will become cultists, terrorists, or jihadists. May God grant you wisdom. Watch over your family. Let me mention two critical areas to watch. Number one, watching over yourself. In the book of Romans chapter 14 verse 12, the Bible says, "So then each of us shall give account of himself to God." Therefore, our first responsibility is to watch over our lives. Why? Because we shall be expected to give account. Account of our lives. Therefore, watch over your Christian life if you are one. Make sure you are abiding in the vine and His word is abiding in you. Make sure you have oil in your lamps and you are ready for His coming. May our Master Jesus help you to be faithful, to be a faithful watchman over your life. Number two, watch that you be not deceived. Watch that you be not deceived. In Matthew chapter 7 verse 15, The Lord said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. He said, you will know them by their fruits. Radio friends, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy, all of them in the Holy Ghost. False prophets and teachers will never be in the lack. They have always been there. They have founded churches, prayer houses, and so on. Although there are genuine prophets and ministrations in our time, but let us be watchful. Be a watchman. But how will you watch over what you do not know or have? You need Jesus. Ask him to forgive you and come into your life and be your Lord and Savior. I want to pray for you. Place any of your hands on your chest or head while I pray. Father, the all-seeing God and all-knowing God, come into the lives of these your children and take over their lives and rule over them in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. This message will continue next week. I am your friend, Pastor Amara Uwezuozi. Remain blessed.